we get into the book of Maccabees, we see this beautiful witness of faith in the Lord, trust, heroic virtue, and Eleazar. We see also this reality that those who were friends of his for a long time were living their life in accordance with the truth that they understood, that the only thing of life was this world, and all of the stuff about God is just secondary. Their actions express what they believe. To them, it was nothing to have a deception in the sense of, bring chicken, we'll pretend that it's pork, you can eat it in front of everybody, and your life will be saved, because that's all that's important. This life, saving this life. You see how they believe, what they believe is expressed by their actions. But not so in the sense that that's not what Eleazar believes. He believes truly that the Lord is Lord. There is no other. He is the living God. And if he loses his life in this world, he will gain it for eternity. But the source of life is the Lord. And so his actions express the truth of his belief. Difficult situation for us, my brothers and sisters, is when it is easy to be duplicitous. It is easy to believe one thing and to act in another way. But what will happen when it becomes difficult? When you cannot be duplicitous, either your actions must correspond to what you believe. You can't pretend to believe one thing and have your actions express something else. We see in the gospel text today a really beautiful encounter between Jesus and Zacchaeus. I've said this before, but I'll say it again, just in case no one was paying attention the first time. Zacchaeus changes the plans of God that day. Jesus' plan was to pass through Jericho. That's what his agenda said. Even the gospel writer Luke knew his agenda, stated it clearly. Jesus was intending to pass through the town. What changed God's heart? Seemingly an act of humility. The drawing attention to his inability to see by climbing a tree, so much did he desire to see Jesus that he was willing, as the not just a tax collector who had to be respected and feared, but the chief tax collector of the area, to humble himself in front of all so that he could see Jesus. Not afraid of the truth that he was short, drawing attention to it by having to climb the tree. You know, I in my mind, I can see like situations that happen in life where, you know, you're doing something and you're like praying to God that no one will notice what you're doing, right? I could just see it, you know, Zacchaeus is up in the tree looking out very, very like trying not to have anybody see him or recognize him, and Jesus stops. And you're just like, don't look up here, don't look up here, don't look up here, don't look up here, you know, and he like turns and says, Zacchaeus, come down. He's like, oh, you know, because, you know, he could have pulled it off, maybe no one would have noticed just him hiding in the tree. But then we wouldn't have this beautiful conversion story now, would we? Not be afraid to embrace humility, which, my brothers and sisters, humility is not self-deprecation nor self-hatred. It is the truth about who we are, nothing more and nothing less. So to be able to embrace that truth and that act of humility, and in so doing, God responds and he experiences grace and conversion. We too must spend some time, my brothers and sisters, with the truth. Truth of what's going on in our heart, who we are, our relationship with the Lord. Because if we don't do that now and we don't bring ourselves into the truth, when it becomes hard, our actions will reveal what we truly believe. May we be humble before the Lord and receive his grace this day. Amen.